You're watching Cover 2 presented by AAA. I'm Scott Kegley next to Taylor Price. And Taylor, third year in a row, we get to talk about the 49ers going to an NFC championship game. The 49ers, thanks to a 23-10 win, will take on the Seattle Seahawks. And the defense really stood out on Sunday, holding the Carolina Panthers to 10 points for the second time that they played them this season.
Scott, it was a great defensive effort, two goal line stands, nine plays inside the 7-yard line, only 3 points for the Panthers. And getting down to the end of the second quarter, the 49ers drove down the field and had Vernon Davis catch a 1-yard touchdown, dragged his feet in the back of the end zone, and it was kind of a hectic play there for a second. Jim Harbaugh out on the field, flagged for arguing with the officials about the time clock running down, but it didn't matter. The 49ers got the touchdown, took that momentum into the second half where they got all into Cam Newton's face and pressured him, five sacks, four of which in the second half. And the 49ers offensive line did a great job in this game, creating holes for Frank Gore, giving Kaepernick time to get the ball to Anquan Boldin down the field. And you got to love the way they won in the trenches, and that's going to carry them into the next game against Seattle.
Yeah, Anquan Boldin, eight catches, 136 yards. He's a guy with playoff experience, and the 49ers, a team with playoff experience, and that really showed Cam Newton's first playoff start. And the players talked about it afterwards. They know what it's like to be here.
This team is healthy, they're physical, they're tough right now. Michael Crabtree back in the mix, really doing a nice job attracting attention for Boldin to have those one-on-one matchups on the other side of the field. Week two in Seattle was a physical game, and the 49ers were in that game. But, you know, things got away in the second half. They lost that game 29-3. This is a different ball club going to Seattle. Crabtree's back in the mix. Vernon Davis dominating over the middle of the field, stretching out the linebackers. And Frank Gore, what can you say about the tank? You know, he's really attracting those linebackers, sucking them up in. And even when it's third and short and the defense is stacking the line of scrimmage, he gets loose. 39-yard run against the Panthers, really big play in that second half. And he had that 51-yarder against the Seattle Seahawks in Week 15. So this rubber match is a great game, and the 49ers are healthy, really excited about this opportunity for the chance at the ultimate chance, as Jim Harbaugh said.
And Seattle's been on top of the NFC really all season, a battle of NFC West rivals. But the 49ers, probably the hottest team in the NFL right now. They've won eight in a row and going for nine in a row, and arguably the toughest place to play in the NFL. It's going to be a challenge.
The coaches are rivals. The quarterbacks are rivals. Even the running backs, Marshawn Lynch and Frank Gore, those guys are two hard-running running backs, and those guys are going to be looking for every inch on the football field. These defenses are physical. They're going to be swarming. You got to love it. If you're a football fan, you have four of the best teams in the National Football League competing on Championship Sunday, and hopefully the 49ers can go into Seattle, slug it out with the Seahawks, and move on to another Super Bowl run.
Yeah, Kaepernick versus Russell Wilson, number four. It's going to be one of those matchups to watch for years and years to come, starting in the NFC Championship game. This has been Cover 2, presented by AAA. Scott Kegley, Taylor Price, 49ers.com.